Okay, so I will call our internal operations committee meeting together for November 14th, 2016.
In case you want to use that.
This is really a continuation of our last meeting where we're helping the whole commission to prioritize our strategic goals and to complete our strategic plan, or I should say update and refresh our strategic plan. So we've got our tasks or steps listed up at the top, and we can dutifully go through those, and I think we'll wind up with a pretty good product in the end, provided we have some good discussion and reach some conclusions.
The objective of this is, will we present to the full committee today or another day?
Will not be today, yeah. No. No, this will be just to make progress. Mm-hmm. And the idea is we would typically do this. Actually, we've got it on the calendar, but I'll take a look. I think we have this on the calendar more to be a year-end activity so that we can get the benefit of everyone having a full understanding of what the commission does and the roles and what we achieve during the year so that we can start off the next year with clear direction.
Yep.
So last time, I think we talked about the overall goals and objectives of the full commission, and we went through and updated all of the different tasks or goals. I think we got a little bit into number two, which is to prioritize by committee. We did not get into establishing timing. And remember, as you said, Dave, or asked about, our goal here is to establish something for the commission to validate. So we're really trying to do the pre-work for them with the idea that it's easier to edit something than to author it. So we'll do our best to help them prioritize, but there may be some cases where we say, you know, I'm not really sure. The legislative committee, it looks like we've got the things in the right order. I have no idea how long that's going to take, so let's kick that back to them. So let's front end as much as we can, but let's not take the full burden or the ownership. We're really just trying to smooth the path for the full commission and, for the individual committees that really leads up to the full commission. My personal view is this is much like any other board in that the activity, the progress, the movement, the work is done at the committee level, because oftentimes what you can really get done at a full board level is to validate that more detailed work. And so with that in mind, this is structured such that the work that needs to be done is largely at the committee level.
Yeah.
So that was a big long lead-in for us to get some work done. So let's dive in. And I think what I've done is I took our discussion from the last time and I updated and refreshed this. There's only a couple items where I didn't know exactly what was in there, but everything else is pretty well filled out reflective of our last discussion. I think we need to go back and make sure that the priorities are in the right level in terms of, you know, priority one, which could just be it's something easy, not that it's most important, right? But first task first, and then last task last, establish some timing, and then after that we can get to the calendar. The annual calendar, the idea there is that's not the strategic goals of the committee or the full commission. That instead is those things that we have to do in order to act as a full commission. Those recurring activities. At one point, we tried to incorporate those different goals on the same calendar as the recurring items, and people got very confused. So, as best we can, there will be a little bit of overlap. But as best we can, those ongoing activities will be on recurring. The rest of them, for example, if we flip to page 2, under transparency, bad example. Let's go to legislative on page 2. Number 1, identify local ethics laws that need to be changed or added. Oh, again, bad example. Item 2, you see that says 2016-2017 goal. So that will have a time on the calendar that once that goal is achieved, it falls off the calendar. It doesn't recur, whereas we will have some items that are reoccurring. And the idea here is that we have the calendar, and it even says on the calendar, recurring activities, but the individual goals by committee, the committee can see we've got two things on the plate for this year, plus we've got these recurring items.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense for everybody? Okay. All right, so.
Is the goal ultimately to have the calendar planned out for the year to say each committee, now that we've kind of identified what these committees look like, have some visibility on this calendar of recurring meetings or no? No, not our job.
Well, visibility of recurring meetings. I don't follow you, I'm sorry. Do you mean, well, this has the recurring tasks that we have to do, including some of the recurring goals.
Yeah.
What it doesn't have are those goals that are a year out that once we achieve won't be back on the calendar.
Yeah. Okay.
There's an option. We could add that to the calendar. That got really confusing.
Keep it simple.
Yep. But let me presume you meant even more than that, and my view of it is that these two items together really help drive the work of the full commission through the committees. The committees can see, oh, well, in January we have to do this. And in February it looks pretty open, but we've got that thing that says it's a 2017 goal, so let's tackle that in February. Yep. Oh, and then in September we'll do this. And that way it's pretty clear that there's a fair amount of work to do and when that work is to be done. Yep. And that way the chair of each committee and also the chair of the full commission can make sure that the work is getting done.
Yeah. On that, Tom, the goals for the different subcommittees clearly have to be defined by those subcommittees, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Likely
much
further defined, and part of that will be, you know, in order to do that, what tasks do we need to do and when are we going
right
to do those tasks?
So what we've got here, where did those come from? I don't remember whether we had went through this process some time ago and that's where, for instance, the legislative subcommittee's goals came up?
Yes. So this was, there was a fair amount that came from the committees that really got this list populated. And part of that was through Kirby's work to get some information from the minutes. These are some things that the committees were talking about. So we didn't originate all of this. And our purpose is to really just take this, refresh it as best we can, which I think we already did. And then to prioritize and put some timing on it. One of the things as a full commission we've really struggled with is putting appropriate timing on things. Really struggled. And everything was a 2016 item, and that's not possible. So unless we take one or two of the things and say, we're not going to look at that in 2016 unless something changes, we can't do it. So I look to this committee to doggedly focus on making sure that we task these things out so that we can actually go step by step and achieve some of these things. To date, we've been inundated with 10 things under legislative that are all due in 2016, and that doesn't work. So,
I'm not on that one, right?
No.
Thank you.
And that was just an example.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, that's a long-winded, great discussion, though. It'd be wonderful if we had that somewhere, but Kirby's minutes will probably reflect all of that, so we can summarize that somewhere. All right, so our goals I don't think have changed, so I don't think that we need to go there. We can look at, so in my mind, we're prioritizing and establishing some timing. So let's look at the OECO and the Full Ethics Commission. We've got accomplish the duties. Okay, that's a recurring.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to citizen groups. Do we want to, what's the thought on that? Should we have a quarterly expectation of a plan for speaking to citizen groups? Should we have that as maybe establishing a goal for the year at the beginning of the year? How would you like to handle that from a time/timing standpoint?
It's hard because a lot of community groups meet in the fall, but they don't meet in the summer. And so if we had it consistent throughout the year, it's a little hard to plan that way.
So should that be maybe establish some goals for the year?
Right. And
okay.
And then we can say we want to meet with this many groups, mainly focusing winter time is good. Fall is competing with so many other things, winter and spring. And we want to do this many this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think, it varies with the chair. Some chairs really get excited about doing that,
right.
Want to do one a week. And then some aren't quite as interested in that. So I guess in every January, the chair and the ECHO director come up with what they want to do that year for this item.
Got it. Okay.
How much of it is that you proactively seek engagements versus them saying, boy, you know, Carla, we'd love for you to come talk?
Yeah, you know, it depends. If we have a big issue that we want to get a lot of support in the community, then we're out there all the time. If we are not that active as far as wanting citizen support for something, we don't get out and initiate very much because we've got too many internal things going on.
Yeah, that's. I'm not so sure that setting a goal under those circumstances is particularly realistic. It seems like it's kind of a it happens sort of thing, and monitoring it afterwards and recording what we're doing is a good thing. But
establishing a goal to, you know, seek out two new groups during the year seems like that's going to be as good as just having it as a back of the mind thing.
I think it's important that we do outreach to new groups in the community and say, we're here, here's what we do, because we have the overall goal of building public trust. And I think if they don't even know we're here, it's hard to build public trust. So if we're there, we look credible, we tell them how everybody appoints people to the commission, it builds public trust.
But the beauty of this discussion today is, unless that doesn't have merit, then it's on the list and we're just tasking it. That's what we're doing today. So unless we want to scrap it, then we task it and have the full commission validate that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think then it's up to the chair and the director to come up with what that looks like in any particular calendar year.
Right. Yep.
But it should be in there. I mean, we should have our clothes on it somewhere. Mm-hmm.
So item three, director and IG report on ethics, and I couldn't get this in the last meeting. My notes had some cryptic word there that I couldn't get.
And I'm still waiting on the audio from the meeting. I'm trying to get it.
Well, I guess it's not important that I get exactly what we said, but it's important that that makes sense. So, Carla, you had something you said before.
Probably IG hotline, maybe.
Maybe it was IG hotline.
That would make sense.
Ethics and IG hotline. That makes complete sense. Yeah. Okay. And other intakes. Okay, so how often... No, it says two times a year to the chair or hotline chair. Is that enough, or do we want to define it more?
No, that's good.
Okay.
That's good to give an overall. Because anything that's going to be pure ethics is going to come into you on a complaint. This is only a review of ones that don't come in. Yeah, like what's coming in. If you only get four complaints that are official Ethics Commission complaints, then you want to know, well, are 100 other calls coming in and it just doesn't fit, or only two other calls coming in? I mean, what's the scoop here? And we document that. So it's just sort of a conversation with the chair and the hotline chair.
Item four is a monitor control, and that's appropriate funding of the IG office. And recall, the funding sources have been discussed as being lots of different things. So this is, I would think, more of a budget season thing. Do we want to put any specific timing on that?
You know, I don't know if we keep that on there, because the IG office now has a staff of nine. They have an interim inspector general who's quite familiar with the budget process. I don't think we need to monitor their funding in the least. I think.
Okay, so the risk of funding going away for the IG office
is like slim to none.
Right.
Yeah, so I think we would step up and do something if it looked like that office was going to be eliminated, but I don't think we need to monitor the funding.
I think that had more to do with the idea that there would be a contract-based system and all that.
Yeah, the first year, okay. And that didn't pan out.
And that evaporated, so
yeah,
we're past that. Okay, great. So five, internal operating procedures updated with new Ethics Commission committees to visit in early 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that sounds like a one-time item, which is great.
So internal operating procedures for the individual committees?
I don't think so. I think the idea is that as the committees shift and change, some of these don't necessarily line up like they did. I think that's
okay.
What the intent was.
Yeah, and you know what we need to do there? We just need to, the internal operating procedures should never say, we must have these five committees, because then every time we change a committee, we have to go back and change the internal operating. We ought to just say that at the beginning of the every year, the chair determines the committees for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? And not constantly.
And that'd be an appropriate update. Right now, they're out of sync, and I think that this is tasking that for an early 2017.
They always are.
To try to get it. All right, item six, review yearly update of strategic plan. Internal ops chair and director by August each year. Oh, there you go. It's an August item. To be reviewed in September.
Oh, we should put those dates. That never works, do you think?
To be reviewed in September by...
Just because we are taking a break in the summer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, July, August are really hard months to get anything moving. So it really, yearly update of strategic plan is director by August. I think you make that maybe October. She could hit that. If we do it really well, we keep our eye on the ball. If we do it in October in one planning session, it's ready to tell the commission in November, let them think about it in December, and we're ready to go in January. October's probably, what do you think, Tom?
Okay, so October, and then to be reviewed by full commission in December.
November, December.
Okay.
I'd say December, and then if you do it in November, you're ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Of course, it'll never happen.
Except, if we don't put that,
it'll never happen in November.
Okay. All right. Item seven, advocate for ethics resources, ethics budget, at the direction. And again, that's an as needed item. Mm-hmm. Is that appropriate still to have it there?
I
think when we put that in originally, we were just getting the office established and we had a lot of problems with city council, and we put that in there because we were under a constant siege mentality. But now I think we're...
If we had issues, they would be obvious, and we would be focused on them. We don't need a tasking list to get us there.
I think we're good for a couple years.
Excellent.
So, no work to do.
Transparency and open government. So this is when we can look at, because the full commission, we already have goals. We have a goal here, and I guess we can start there. Transparency and open government. Promote transparency, support and enhance city education, employees and officials, and citizen education / interaction. Unless anybody has any concerns with that, we can let the committee decide if that's what they want to do. Okay. So item one, educate citizens on city council procedures and city ethics. And then you see down below, here are some tasks that we didn't come up with. They were already on the list. So just to keep them somewhere, we kept them on the list here.
Okay. And each of the subcommittees would do an update, so they talk about the green room at the full commission. Is that the expectation? Okay.
The green room is the side room in the city council meetings. So what's the green room orientation?
We were thinking of having, once a month, having citizens come downtown right before a city council meeting, sitting in the green room and having an orientation on city government, what they need to know as a citizen. They do a little online course before they come, and then they get welcomed by all the city council people and the city council president in that side room, and then they go sit in the front row for that city council meeting and get introduced. You know, like a little award-type thing.
So, go ahead. I was just going to say, in terms of our tasking for today, it's educating citizens on city council procedures and city ethics. That's obviously recurring. What timing do we want to put on that? We could put recurring and put a certain time. We could put recurring and leave it up to them to figure out.
That was first they come up with the government course and the whole program, and then they figure out how often they want to deliver that. Deliver those materials.
Okay, do we have that?
It's our government course and produce basic course for citizens. It's in the first.
You said first they'll set up the training.
Yeah,
and then they'll conduct the training. We don't have it broken out that way, should we?
No, it's in educate citizens. I guess it's how you word number one. Develop a program. For outreach, which would first of all be get materials together and then use these materials and then create as part of that a green room orientation. It's how you word number one there.
Can't we just do that under tasking?
Yeah.
It's two steps.
So the bullets are the tasks?
Really, in that number one it is.
The goal seems to be promote transparency, support, and enhance city education. And then in number one we've got we're doing the actual education, or this subcommittee is doing the actual education. And that, you know, reviewing the thing looks like it's supporting education rather than actually doing it.
Right.
And you did say that.
So one is internal city employees, which is not the commission. That's really Carla's group. And the other is interfacing with citizens, which the idea is that that would involve the commission directly.
All right.
And that's that difference.
I thought Carla and the overall chair were the two who do the talks and all that. Yeah.
Right. Involving the commission in some way, whether it's the chair or someone else. That's the idea with citizens, but to make it clear that when it comes to city employee training, we just have more of an oversight role to make sure all that's working from a process standpoint.
So the educational, direct educational role of the Transparency and Open Government Subcommittee is only with regards to that it's our government course and the green room thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The outreach, the interface with citizens to bring them in into the special training course. Whereas in the front one, the director and the chair go out and talk to citizen groups, hi, here we are, but we're not really educating them on government or citizenship.
And this that subcommittee, which I think I'm the chair of now, which tells you something about my difficulty in handling even the two subcommittees.
Yeah.
How does that subcommittee get the resources to where they can advertise the existence of this thing, take applications for people?
Well, it's going to have cooperation from city staff. You know, like Kirby and I would help, Cherry would help. People in the training department of the city, maybe some of the mayor's staff people would help. Everybody would get out the word. And, this is like this is a big project. But once the one-hour course of what would you want citizens to know in an hour, once that's developed, it's put on once a month. 2 people might show up, 20 people might show up.
Well, kind of where I'm going with this is, I think it might be better to focus on that support education, because I just don't see a subcommittee with a chair changing every year being able to coherently keep track of this thing and turn up every month and do the green room trainings and interact with city officials and all that.
I think it's really the people that would be staying for that meeting would be Kirby and myself and running that particular thing, and it's just like getting this. The transparency group to develop it and kind of think with what would citizens want to know and interact with the League of Women Voters. And once we kind of come together with the guts of it, it just is an automatic thing every month, and Kirby and I
sure.
would go down.
So should one be support citizen education on city council procedures and ethics rather than implying that this subcommittee is doing the education?
I think we ought to take this to the transparency subcommittee and really hash it out into a program.
Do
you know
yourself.
What I mean? On who does what?
I agree, and that's really not what we need to do, but what I am getting from this is while that number one is a good goal, we need to further provide detail below.
Yeah.
By the way, the bullets there are just what was there before. That's not that is the way to do it. It sounds like we need to identify two different tasks on the develop side. One is relating to an orientation for individual citizens, and one may be, if it's different, something for the chair and Carla to go and interface with other groups. Something
about the
full commission. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do we need those two under the develop?
No, the first one we already have under number two and on page one. Director and chair to speak to citizen groups. That's simple. You go out. There is an ethics commission.
Where is that?
Page one, number two, ECHO.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ethics commission.
Okay.
We go out. Hi, there's an ethics commission. That's just
okay. So we've already got that. Okay.
And so transparency. What we have to do for number one is just put develop a plan to educate citizens on city council procedures and ethics. So really, what we do is we sit down. We develop a plan. What do we want to do? Do we want to do an online course just posted on the web? Do we want to do the green room thing like 2 times a year? What's the plan? And so what our goal would be work with this. Why did it get down here? Why has it been down for years? Do we want to do it? And what's the plan for it? And how much can we bite off? How much can we bite off? And who's going to do the biting? So it's develop a plan is number one, to educate citizens on city council procedures. And if we just, the reason it never gets done is because there isn't a plan for it. Like, how much do we want to bite off? Really? I mean, to educate citizens, geez, you know, after the last election, we could be really hard on that, you know. I mean, that's a huge, huge thing. So do we want to do 50 things? Do we just want to do one thing really well? What do we want to do?
So number one is correct the way it is, and it's really up to the committee, subcommittee, to say how we're going to get there. Right?
What we think is good.
Even though there's some things
to develop the plan.
Yeah.
Now there's another bullet to that, which would be that there's an execution, or at least having somebody execute. Is that the commission member do training and orientation with the director for citizen groups?
I think that's in developing the plan. Like, who wants to do what?
Okay.
Who has the resources to do this? And what are we trying to accomplish? That's a whole discussion.
Okay, so we really just have that one bullet. Now, on that one bullet, what's our timing on that? So that's developing a plan. And actually, we may need to go through our other goals to figure out our timing.
You know, I think in the first 3-4 months of next year,
okay,
we can have that discussion.
So Q1 17, is that... does that conflict with any of the other plans? So as we go down, item two is review education for city employees and officials as needed. So that's a recurring thing,
but
only as needed.
That's done. Nothing needs to be done.
Committed to review and give input on education materials developed by the office, including materials on sunshine.
Yeah, we almost can take it out. I mean, we did that last year. We're pretty well on top of the internal training.
Is there a need for continued awareness and governance that's part of the overall process where there are changes?
Yeah, it takes care of itself. We do it continuously with OGC. And whenever in the past we've sent like 40 pages of training materials to the Ethics Commission, could you review all this and give us the input? It's like, yeah, it looks really good to us. I mean, because...
So is it more the plan instead of the actual content? Like, we're going to train each citizen at least every second year.
I know you're talking about employees and officials in number two.
Uh-huh, yes.
That one is what we need to do there that the committee can help is develop a master plan on training requirements and, you know, just monitor that it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got all these requirements in the charter, in the code, state law. All these people have to be trained at all different times. If we could just develop a master list, and then the Ethics Commission, the chair of this committee has the master list, and they would just be checking it off like, yeah, you did that annual training of the elected officials in June. Oh, yeah, you still, Kirby's still doing the new employee training every month. You know, we have categories. So all we need to do there is develop a master plan on the training requirements and, you know, loosely monitor that it's being done.
It'd be helpful with some metrics, like how many each month or each quarter that... I don't think we need to go to the full commission, but I think the subcommittee, if they're looking at it and seeing, okay, here's the frequency, you did it, there were 50 we trained this month.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our metrics we report in our company.
Number of trainings, and we keep track of that. Like last year we did over 75 training sessions, and how many people? What was it roughly?
I'd have to go look. It was 70, yeah, it was about 75 training sessions. And
several thousand people.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Several thousand people. Mm-hmm. And that was just me and Kirby. We do keep track of it.
Yep.
Yeah, so
why then is this going to be the responsibility of the subcommittee?
It shouldn't be.
Oh.
Not keeping track of the...
Okay, I'm sorry.
We keep
like
track. That's our main statistic, right, to keep track of the number of training sessions we do and advice that we give.
Yep.
That's our statistic, not your statistic to monitor, really. But if you know that these 10 things need to be done every year and they're on a master list that we develop, then you can say, hey, how's it going? Have you been doing the 10 things? And
because part of ethics and compliance, a big part actually, is inputs. As in, what are we actually doing? What's the activity? And unless we know that, we're not going to know what the soft spots are. So in order to manage an ethics and compliance program, you have to know what are we providing to these employees to make sure they know what they should do and know what they should not do. So while we shouldn't conduct the training, we should be aware of the training that's being conducted, mm-hmm. and also the gap of what's not being done. Mm-hmm. And unless we have some transparency into that as part of a plan, there's no way for us to know that.
That's why I develop a master plan on training requirements, mm-hmm. And then just think with that, because that's one of our main things we think all the time about. And we need to develop a master training plan for every level of employees. And that's a huge thing.
Right, because there's all kinds of levels of training. You're talking about required training.
Well, there's tons more than that.
That's what I was going to say.
New employee training.
There's more that's needed. There's likely...
CEO training.
There's likely manager training for how to treat your employees, which is really important. Ideally, there's some cyber security / data privacy, and obviously there's freedom of information / sunshine training, but ideally there's this other too.
And ideally we'd have more than 1.5 staff people.
I'm just saying.
But like what I thought of doing is working towards getting a full-time training person to help us, because we're so busy with the legal stuff of giving advice and conducting training sessions that to also, anyhow, we are developing a whole training program for the next year, and all we need to do is go over that with a subcommittee and, see if there's input on that type of thing. And I'm bringing in the training department of the city. They're identifying all the different groups for us that we need to go in and do, and what they can also deliver themselves to the training department so we can leverage using them instead of trying to, get more out of Kirby and I. We can use the training department, because if we develop the course for them, they'll actually conduct it for us.
Yeah, because if there are some big gaps where we're just lucky and not good, like maybe it relates to cyber, it's hard to advocate for resources in advance. But I view the role of the commission is to take that and go, oh, wait, we're not doing anything there. Mm-hmm. We've just been lucky. It's going to come back and bite us. So let's advocate for resources to get training in that area. But unless we have transparency, we can't do that.
Yeah,
there's no way for us to advocate, and this isn't to task you with advocating. This is instead to figure out what proper role can the full commission play to make sure you're not only doing what you can do, but also we can say we need more. We have this gap that we're not addressing at all related to cybersecurity, and that's going to come back and bite us. I'm just using an example, but that's an easy one because. Most organizations, including public companies, really struggle with that.
Sort of quibble about the language again. That currently we've got review education for city employees, and then I've been hearing this language about developing a master plan of requirements for the subcommittee to develop the master plan of requirements. seems unrealistic.
Review the
master plan.
Review makes
sense. Review.
Yes,
review.
You guys work on it and give us to us.
Because we're doing that anyhow. That's
exactly,
a key thing.
Yes.
So it's reviewing the plan and then offering input
and monitor to ensure the training is conducted, which means you guys report, yes, we did that training. And that gives us the oversight capability, which is the important part.
Yeah, and I think that the need for the commission for Carla and Kirby to report that in itself cleans up the problem
Transparency
to the extent
does,
that there's a problem.
Yeah.
But it sounds like we got two things going on here. One is the review education materials, presumably periodically, and second to review the master plan and its implementation.
I'll tell you why this originated in the code 20 years ago, because we had no staff. And if there weren't an ethics commission monitoring that the training was going on, none was happening because we had no staff. And so then when you start adding staff and now you have two professional people, we have OGC working with us, and now we're actually handling it.
Mm-hmm. So are we okay to have that in there? Review
ultimately,
and monitor?
Ultimately, the code should be changed where that's not a duty of the commission to monitor whether or not the required ethics training is going on. It's a duty, it's a function in our job, just in the code for us, in our jobs. So for to check if it's being done, I guess we need to look at that requirement, because the reason it was put in 20 years ago was for a completely different reason. So now we keep trying to figure out what the Ethics Commission has to do to review training, because it's in there in the code, but it's not in there in the code really for the original purpose it was put in there. There may be a purpose for it, but not the original one. So that's why we've always had difficulty with it.
So what would you like to do?
I think you put in review the necessity, review like what the Ethics Commission's role should be in interacting with the Ethics Office and OGC on training. What should that role be? And then we change the code to reflect what is actually useful there. Do you know what I mean? There could be three things that it's really good for the Ethics Commission to interact and monitor, check. You know, did you do 20 of them? What's the role of an independent citizen group to monitor the ethics employees? It is not the way it is stated now in the commission, I mean in the code. It just isn't because it was a different thing 20 years ago. So we just need to review the purpose of the Ethics Commission interacting with the city employees who do ethics and see what needs to be done. I mean, I don't think we've had that discussion. We just have assumed since it's in the code we have to do it, but we've never really taken a look at why and what's the purpose and where do we need to go with it.
I think the commission needs to understand what training is going on. I don't know that we need to monitor it. I think understanding that in the full scope of things is really important because that's one of the levers to pull. And if the commission says we've got a problem, the role of the commission is to advocate for something to change to make sure we're filling in a gap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And training is one of the most important parts. So it's not that we should be, removed from the whole training side of it because that's employees. The ethics and compliance program of the city heavily involves employees. And in order for us to have any impact at all, it's to understand what goes on and to determine if more needs to be done or something different needs to be done. That doesn't mean we have to monitor it. Monitoring it is more, are you doing your job?
Yeah.
And there's an element of that, but it doesn't need to be heavy-handed in here at all.
Right.
Yeah. I just think it's worthy of a discussion to go back, like, why is that in the code to begin with? And what do we really see the function being now? And then being clear
on
that.
So I have review role of Ethics Commission regarding ethics training of employees and update code.
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay. So we already have one thing for Q1 17. When are we doing this?
Sometime during the year.
Okay.
If that's it. What do you think?
5/1/17.
Yeah.
Okay. So item
that's
three.
That's a one-hour discussion, and we can get a handle on it.
Okay. Item three. Develop Ethics Commission resolution to get sole source contracts to remain online indefinitely. That's a very specific thing that has a history to it that we don't need to go into, but is that still an appropriate goal? And what's the timing of that? What timing should we assign to that?
I think it has to do with their whole computer system that they're putting in with procurement. So until I know more details from Greg Pease, I don't know what a deadline would be on that. They have dragged their feet on that for at least 4 years, not wanting to do it. And the latest is we don't have the computer capacity to do it. So, and we have a new computer system going.
So we probably have the wrong goal there. Why don't we just mark that and keep moving?
Yeah.
We don't have to decide. Basically, that needs to be changed.
History, yeah.
Okay, provide transparency to citizens on activity that may impact their daily lives, especially technology. Zoning application software, yeah, bless you. Was specific.
I remember that.
Are there?
That is, I don't think that needs to be in there.
Item four or the bullet?
Item four, the whole thing. That was a nice idea from a couple years ago, and I think that the planning department is working towards putting more information online anyhow. They have a whole program to get more out online. I don't think we need to jump in there with that. We've got a lot of other things to do before we drill down on that.
Legislative. We've got
Could we just go back to that?
Minutes.
Yeah, I know. It just almost sounds like the goal for the committee or subcommittee really needs to be redefined as to what their charter is. Whereas we've been kind of doing some wordsmithing, I think it's probably going to be great, George, for you to kind of go back and even though we said define the role of the subcommittee is like our third bullet, it might actually be your first bullet.
Mm-hmm. define role of committee.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Because, yeah, every time we have a new project, like when we had an open government issue, like in citizens address committees a couple years ago, then we got an open government subcommittee. Then we've been stuck with the open government subcommittee. Then we had a transparency issue, so that we had a transparency, and then we formed the two together. And so we tend to be forming committees based upon ad hoc issues. And that doesn't really make sense.
So define role of committee. So that should be a Q117, and anything else should fall way behind that, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on what you just said, Carla, should... Well, we haven't gotten to internal labs yet, have we?
So that would impact the develop a plan for city ethics and council procedures. So do we push that to 517?
Which one are you on?
Item 1, the original item 1 that we assigned to Q117. Now we're if we're doing the other...
Yeah.
Q117.
That's the first couple months of the year to really kind of have discussion on that.
And that's a pretty heavy discussion. So this one is more tailored.
I think you define the role of the committee and then you see what of these projects needs to be done. You know, you can't do this now and get time when we don't even know if they're in the committee after they define their role. You know what I mean?
But while we're on it, we might as well set some timing, whether that stays or goes.
What, educate citizens, number one? It stays somewhere for the commission, because I think that's where the power of the commission will come from, reaching out to the community and doing things like that. So we keep it somewhere. We just don't know where.
Okay. Should I put a time on it?
No. I don't think you can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what about item 2, role of ethics commission regarding ethics training of employees and update code? That really goes back to 1 now, doesn't it?
Yep.
For define role of committee.
Right.
Okay.
And they consider that when they define the role of the committee, they consider what you have now for 2, which is developing the plan on education. That's considered in the role.
Okay. My write-up may be pretty messy and require a fair amount of work.
But
I'll do my best. Okay, Legislative Committee. Goal, enhance ethical culture and citizen trust through legislation and legislative enhancements. A recurring item is to identify local ethics laws that need to be changed or added. Item 2, rewrite Part 4 of the Ethics Code on conflicts of interest, including Joe's provision right to recuse.
That's happening now. They have a report on that. That is happening now.
Okay.
So I think 2016-17 is good there.
Okay. Item 3, consider whether ethics code should have potential campaign ethics violations. Should Chapter 350 go back to the ethics code? So we're past the election, which is good. Do we want to assign some timing to that?
Yeah, I think it's hard to assign timing until these committees meet with their chairs and they actually decide how much they want to take on, who's going to do what, and then they can come up with their own timing on it. I really think it's hard for us abstractly to do the timing.
Okay. Revised lobbying section of ethics code. All right, so if we can't do timing, then should we do something else? If we're not going to do timing on these, is there something else we should be doing?
No, I think we just leave it to the committee. In fact, if you want to put as number one goal, is to take a look at all these things that we have under legislative and figure out your plan for the year is goal number one. Mm-hmm. How much do you want to bite off in 2017, and what kind of time framework are we looking at? And let them determine that, because it's going to depend upon...
Haven't we done that? And we end up with nothing.
I know, but I don't think by giving dates it's going to make it happen.
But if the first goal...
It gives them something to go against.
What if the first goal of each committee is to identify goals for the year with
timelines? Yeah, I actually think that if we do that and not try to arbitrarily give the time deadlines, they'll come up with their own time if we put that in as a goal.
So is there a requirement in Q1, January, February meeting that each committee come in and present their
plan for the
overall objective or goal? And their key timing.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I and then they get to they get to have ownership over it. Yeah. They, yeah. If someone arbitrarily gives you a goal and a date to, you say, right, what were they thinking? And you disregard.
So you want that to be in which months?
All of them. All of them, each
which month?
January and February. To be completed
so
by
January
March.
So January review.
Meet January or February and to, for the March meeting to present something to the entire commission on the goals for the year and the times. Pulling from the guts of what we've got here. You know, there's a lot to work with in here.
And would we have enough time in a normal meeting, or would we need like a special almost?
Yeah, enough time in a normal, because it'll already been discussed and distilled.
Okay. So really that's a March goal, mm-hmm. and the subcommittee goals will be, that'll be presenting to the commission in March. And the subcommittee goals will be to prepare this in January and February.
Yes.
How realistic is it to have that as a February goal? And the idea would be that the subcommittees would have to meet, you know, in late January. At least it gets us started a bit mm-hmm. quicker. It's worth a try anyways mm-hmm. to suggest that and see if people can pull it off.
Okay. Is there anything from what we edited that we should keep, or should we just have the...
No, it's, you know, the worst that happens, Tom, is that the various subcommittees say, well, we can't meet that timing, or they choose other options, and presumably the idea is they report back to the internal ops committee and we...
So keep the changes that we incorporated?
I would think so, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Are there other changes we should make in 2 minutes? Okay. Well, I think we've done as much as we can, so thanks for everybody's help, and we'll be ready in a few minutes for our regular meeting. Meeting adjourned.
John, Tony, how are you two?
Good, how are you?
Just peachy. One meeting down.
Yes.
There's the George peaches.
We're talking about the meeting. Sorry. I adjourned too early.
Fine.
How's your kitchen coming?
Making progress.